Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to talk to you about fraud prevention for your e-commerce store. If this is your first time listening to the podcast or you just want to get started with high-ticket dropshipping, you're not sure how, check out my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping, high-ticket products that are profitable and being sold online today. Check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you're a beginner to dropshipping, you can check out my free mini course for dropshipping beginners at ecommerceparadise.com/mini course. All right, guys, so fraud is very prevalent today with e-commerce. As e-commerce is growing, people out there are trying to use somebody else's credit card to buy a product so that they hopefully will get that product and then they don't have to pay for it. Okay, so in order to protect yourself from these fraudulent scammers, there are a variety of things you can do to make sure that an order is not fraudulent before you ship it out, but you really have to do your research. It's very important. So what I'm going to go over today are a few different ideas. First of all, the IP address the order came from can really tell you whether it's a legitimate order or not. What you can see is where that person wants, or where that person wants the product shipped to, where that person's billing address is, and then where the IP address of the order was placed. If the IP address is different from the billing and the shipping address, that's a red flag. And, you know, sometimes there can be, you know, things that make sense, like, oh, they were at their friend's house placing the order or something like that, that's somewhere else. But still, it's a red flag and you should verify that person's information. But if they were, you know, at home at the billing address, or, you know, they were at the place of work or whatever they want to ship to, and that shipping address has, you know, the same IP address it was placed, then that makes more sense, okay? So that's the first red flag. There should always be a phone number you capture when you're placing an order. So the next thing you can do is just simply call the phone number that was on the order and talk to the person who placed it. Okay, that's one of the best things to do. If they're not answering the phone, it's kind of a red flag, okay? You can also search the email address. Searching the email address is a really good idea. You can do it through Google, and you can try to figure out if it's a fake email address, if it's not real, if it's not actually tied to that person that placed the order, okay? Fake email addresses will always often be from generic email address providers, and they will, you know, not make any sense according to that person's name, or it might even be the person's name, but with like a few numbers or digits before or after or in between, and something like that, you know, is spoofed in order to make it look more legitimate. All right, and then if the billing and shipping addresses do not match, that's right away, it's a red flag, so you have to look further into that order, okay? You know, usually people will have things shipped to the same address that the billing address is from, like to their home. If it's different, then it could be like a, you know, B2B order, they're shipping it to their place of work, or, you know, if you sell a certain product that needs to go to a certain, you know, service facility to get installed or, you know, whatever, they might ship it there. But a lot of scammers will try to use these third-party fulfillment companies to forward orders on. So what they'll do is they'll use a fraudulent credit card to order, and then they'll have it shipped to like a fulfillment warehouse or a third-party shipping warehouse, who will then take that order and send it onto them. Okay, so if you see that, then that's definitely a red flag right there. All right, and then you can always see and make sure, you know, if there were multiple attempts at placing that order. If somebody tries to use, you know, a bunch of different credit cards to place an order, that's a red flag right there, okay? If they try to use the same credit card over and over and over again, it could just be an issue with the card, but that also might be a red flag. You know, and usually PayPal is pretty good, so if they use PayPal, it's, you know, pretty obvious that it's a legitimate order, and PayPal should have some sort of seller protection as well on your order. So make sure that, you know, if it's placed via PayPal, that there is seller protection on that. And they'll cover you in the case, most cases, that fraudulent activity did actually happen, okay? And the last thing you can do is actually install a fraud prevention app. There's some great fraud prevention apps. The one I highly recommend and use that does a great job that's been around for a while is called ClearSale. ClearSale is an awesome app because they actually do all that work for you to verify the orders for a small fee. It's usually like a percentage of a percent of every single order's, you know, total revenue amount. So depends on you. So you'll have to go and apply for them to see what kind of a deal you can get with them on your particular store and your niche and your product lines. But if you want to go check out ClearSale, definitely use my referral link at ecommerceparadise.com/ClearSale, and you will get the best deal from them. It takes you to a landing page that will, you know, ask you for some basic information about you and your business and your store, and then you will get in contact with them. You'll have a phone call with somebody. They'll talk to you more about the process for setting up, which is really simple. They'll send you over a contract to sign, which includes your rate. You just agree to that contract, and then from there, you can add their app to your Shopify store, whatever e-commerce platform you use. And then from there, it's really easy to actually get them to approve your orders. They even have automations like a pre-approval where if it's approved, it'll actually just capture the payment, which for high-ticket dropshipping, I don't recommend doing because sometimes because of manual links between suppliers and stuff like that, you have to check if an order is in stock first or not. So I don't recommend doing that automation, but they do have a thing where it just automatically voids a transaction that's been authorized if it's not covered. You can do that too. But again, I don't really recommend doing that because you can still run an order by them again to make sure that it actually is fraudulent because they'll do a manual check. It's just their computer process, their computer system that runs it across a multiple different filters to see if it thinks it's fraudulent or not. And if it thinks that there might be a possibility, it just automatically flags it and you can still get it manually reviewed. It's up to you whether you want to go through that process or not. If it's a very profitable order, then you might want to do that. So I recommend turning off those automations and just checking things manually. But ClearSale is an awesome company. They've been around for a long time. They actually have a really cool history. They were formed in Brazil in 2001. They have offices in Miami, Florida, and over 1,000 employees. Okay, they work with tons of different e-commerce companies, some as big as Calvin Klein, Chanel, Ray-Ban, Sony, Staples, and Walmart. And this is all according to the Wikipedia article you can find on them online as well. It was started by a former Olympic athlete named Pedro Chiamulera. I probably murdered that last name, but his name is Pedro, and he's a former Olympic athlete, which is kind of cool. And just a great company. They integrate with Stripe, OpenCart, Volusion, Magento, BigCommerce, Shopify, WooCommerce, PrestaShop. So all sorts of e-commerce platforms you can link to them. And they've been around for a while. I use them on all my stores. The chance of getting fraud on a high-ticket item is pretty high. And the risk is really high, too, because you're selling thousands of dollars worth of one product and the shipping costs. Right, so if you ship something out to somebody and you end up getting a chargeback and actually is fraud and does not get approved for you, then there's a big chance that you're going to be out the money of the product and the money of the shipping plus the chargeback fee plus the merchant fee does not get refunded to you. So you could be out a lot of money. It happened to me once back in 2016. And after that, I just decided I would never do it again because I was out like $1,000. And obviously that's a lot of profit to be lost. You can write it off as a write-off, but that's profit in your pocket that you're losing to a scammer. So for a small percentage every month, you can have them do the work for you to research. And if you really want to, you can train a VA to do exactly what they do for you as well, but it just takes more time and effort, right? So it's up to you whether you want to pay that fee or not. If you have really high revenue, it might be worth it. And you have a low chargeback percentage or something like that, it might be worth it just to train a VA to do that. But especially for beginners in e-commerce, protect yourself with fraud prevention. I really, really highly recommend it. And ClearSale is awesome. So check them out, ecommerceparadise.com/ClearSale. Well, I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. Definitely look for red flags. And especially if you're taking sales over the phone, you'd be really careful because if you have to place the order for the customer on your Shopify store, they don't have any way to easily track the IP address and stuff like that. So especially for orders like that, you really got to go through a fraud prevention detection process to make sure it's not fraudulent. And just be really careful out there, guys. E-commerce is filled with lots of people trying to take advantage and get something for free out there. So great. If this was helpful, definitely leave a positive review on the iTunes podcast. You can do that at ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. I appreciate every single review I get. It helps me reach a wider audience and help more people. So thank you for that. If you're interested in getting help started a high-ticket dropshipping business, go check out my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. It's a 35-module masterclass plus group coaching and direct access to me to ask questions anytime. You can check that out, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And if you want me and my team to build you a high-ticket dropshipping store or a full business, check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. And I offer private coaching at ecommerceparadise.com/coaching. And if you want my list of the recommended resources, software and services I use to build and grow my e-commerce businesses, you can get that entire list at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to helping you become successful with high-ticket dropshipping and live the life of your dreams. Thanks so much and take care. Talk to you next time.